for HMC, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Leaders in Orange County, California vote to join the Trump administration's lawsuit against California state immigrant sanctuary laws. Supervisor Sean Nelson saying,
California has decided to poke the president and his administration in the eye, and I'd rather they just not involve us.
Under existing sanctuary laws, California leaders calling illegal aliens to warn them of pending ICE raids to provide them safe haven from adhering to U.S. laws. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visits China, and now there's news that he'll meet with the president of South Korea, April 27th. Another step toward a meeting between Kim and Trump penciled in for May, U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham saying,
the one thing I would tell China and North Korea, the worst mistake you can make is meet with President Trump personally, have a discussion about what to do, and try to play him. If that happens, that's the end of North Korea.
And the president going after Amazon on Twitter, saying he's concerned they're putting thousands of retailers out of business. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn announcing the event of the year for conservatives, the Western Conservative Conference at the Phoenix Convention Center in Phoenix, Arizona. It's coming up fast on March 23rd and 24th. It'll be the premier gathering of conservatives and celebrity conservative speakers in the good old USA. Hundreds of attendees are expected to this star-studded event, and I'll be there speaking and leading panel discussions about the critical issues facing America. Conservatives like you will get the tools, training, education, and motivation to help you lead the battle and successfully impact the direction of America. Join me, Wayne Allyn Root, and my friends like former presidential candidate Herman Cain, U.S. Senate candidate Sheriff Joe Arpaio, TV and movie star Jack Scalia, James O'Keefe, Trevor Loudon, and many more conservative celebrities and conservative congressmen. Register now at westernconservative.org. That's westernconservative.org. March 23rd and 24th at the Phoenix Convention Center. From the opening speakers to the gala reception, this is a must-attend for every conservative. Go to westernconservative.org now. That's westernconservative.org.
The ICE detainee that took off running at New York's LaGuardia Airport earlier this week has been identified.
Authorities have identified the, quote, violent deportee as Mohamedou Lamine Mbake. He violated the terms of his initial entry into the United States and was ordered to be deported by an immigration judge in 2015. The deportee has convictions for possessing multiple firearms and weapons. No other information on his intent or use of those weapons has been released. Mbake is originally from Senegal and remains on the loose in New York. He was able to elude ICE officers during the security checkpoint at New York's JFK Airport. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions prompts the Department of Justice to launch an investigation into the FBI's use of FISA warrants. Wants to find out if the FBI used false information to get that warrant to monitor Carter Page, the president's former foreign policy advisor. A funeral being held today for the California man shot and killed by police in his grandma's backyard. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivering a eulogy at Stephen Clark's funeral. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's been another apparent terrorist incident in France, this time targeting a military base. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Officials in France say the man and a female passenger were in a vehicle circling barracks at the base near Grenoble on Thursday, and they were shouting threats at soldiers. The driver then allegedly shouted death threats in Arabic as he tried to run over a group of jogging soldiers. He ended up driving his vehicle into a ditch and abandoning it. It turns out it was stolen. Police sealed off the area and had him arrested within hours. It happens less than a week after an ISIS terrorist hijacks a car and goes on a shooting spree in southwestern France. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president talking about his infrastructure plan today, hitting the road for Ohio. He wants to repair bridges, highways, rail lines, and airports, something the White House is calling an important part of his economic agenda. The president speaking at a worker training center in Richfield. The American Kennel Club releasing the annual list of the most popular dog breed in the United States. We get details from USA Radio's John Clemens.
For the 27th year in a row, ever since it pawed its way over the Cocker Spaniel back in 1991, the Labrador Retriever border can wag its tail for being the most popular breed. I spoke to Brandy Hunter of the American Kennel Club about the popularity of the Labrador Retriever.
They can hunt, they can retrieve, they can swim, they can run, they can play, or they can just love you up with tons of kisses.
The French Bulldog may need a leash because it's gaining in popularity all over the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I had one of those weeks. One of those weeks where I'm going to be honest with everybody. I really, really felt overwhelmed. I had a really hard time just trying to compile, put everything together in regards to covering this Facebook story. The bull excrement was flowing. And it's still flowing. And it's really, really frustrating to me. It really is. Because I'm trying my darndest here. But again, I'm fighting against the weight of all the celebrity idiots out there, the mainstream media that continues to lie to people again and again and again. And let's be honest, not even the business press is even trying to touch this or get this thing right, showing where they are. As far as being in the can. It's been tough. It is. Because I'm watching this stuff. I'm watching Rosie O'Donnell yelling complaints, deleting her Facebook site. And that idiot Jim Carrey, who hasn't been funny in about a decade, painting pictures of Mark Zuckerberg. And he's just evil. And all this nonsense. Because that's what it is. It's one big, fat, stinking lie. Fake news of the highest order. I'm going to ask everybody out there, how do you think Facebook makes its money? How? How do you think Facebook makes its money? It sells your information. It sells it. It collects it, and it sells it. And you signed off on it. When you signed up for Facebook, you signed off on it. You sign off on giving away information by using Google. You sign off on using information when you do a myriad of things. You know those disclaimers at the end that are really, really long that you click accept? Yeah. That's what you do. And I'm here to give everybody a real dose of reality. If Hillary Clinton was president today, Facebook stock wouldn't have tanked this past week. It wouldn't have tanked this past week because it didn't matter. She won. Everything that Cambridge Analytica did or was tasked to do for Donald Trump, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton did to the 10th power. These are facts. And the thing that aggravates me the most about this is that the mainstream media, whether it be The Guardian, whether it be Wired, whether it be the New York Times, praised Obama, praised his team for just how ingenious they all were in using this information. The former Obama Director of Integration and Media Analytics stated that during the 2012 campaign, Facebook allowed the Obama team, now I want you to follow along with this, to suck out the whole social graph. Facebook was surprised we were able to suck out the whole social graph, but they didn't stop us once they realized that what we were doing was for them. And they were very candid that they allowed them to do things that they wouldn't have allowed someone else to do because they were on our side. As soon as Donald Trump used this information, Cambridge Analytica was suspended. They're now threatening regulation of all of these social media platforms out there because they're saying they are misused. No, they're not misused. They're just being used by people that they don't want. It's like having tools out there. And think of it this way. It's kind of like all of a sudden, you know, you got two construction companies. And one construction company decided to start using new type of, let's say, electric hammers and power nail drivers, and the other construction company was just using the old stuff. Then all of a sudden, the other construction company, well, we're going to get those hammers and those nail guns as well. Then all of a sudden, we're calling for regulation to eliminate hammers and air guns because the competition can use them. Maxine Waters on air bragging about this database that Barack Obama compiled where he knew every single voter out there. Facebook CEO and left-wing saint Sheryl Sandberg saying how she wanted to help Hillary Clinton to win. I can go on and on and on. I could spend a great deal of time today speaking in philosophical terms in regards to Facebook, social media platforms, and what they've done. I've been highly critical of these social media platforms for a very, very long period of time. You've heard me here on the program. To me, Twitter is the word. It's a sewer. It's an absolute sewer that just spreads negativity around the globe at a breakneck pace that we can't even deal with. I can. I've got a BS detector that is very, very sensitive. I spot false information right away. It doesn't take me long to see an agenda. I can see someone on television. I can see that the way that they talk. I can see that they're just speaking and talking points. I can read an article, whether it be in the New York Times, whether it be on Fox News, and I can see an agenda being pushed. I can see all of these narratives. This is the experience that I have doing this for decades. And yes, it is frustrating to me. And one of the reasons why you're listening to this program, and we've grown over the past couple of decades, is because of that. We're equal opportunity bashers here on this program, and we'll call it when we see it. There is no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. But it's hard out there. It is. It's hard. I was actually saddened to see this past week that the top programs on cable are all political talk shows. They're succeeding. They're winning. They are. Top-rated programs out there, all political talk shows. This is this past month. Sure, the NCAA got some wins here and there with the basketball games. But other than that, political talkers. People tune into this stuff and it lets the negativity flow, the nastiness flow. And yes, this happens on social media. It happens all over, so that, and it allows, we've said it again and again, the lie. The lie spreads much, much faster than anything else. There was an MIT study. MIT study done this past week that actually points that out. Everything we've been saying here on the program, how much faster BS and lies travel than the actual truth. And how easy it is to manipulate social media platforms. And I go along with it, cable news as well. It makes my job very, very hard. There was an interesting op-ed this past week in the Wall Street Journal. Talking about, it was actually comparing these social media platforms and also our, which is kind of interesting in of itself, our Constitution. And how James Madison crafted something, put something together in our United States Constitution, and he knew. He knew human nature, and he understood the checks and balances. What's that, there's a line that he used, it was in Federalist 51. If men were angels, no government would be necessary. But he knew that we're not. So Mark Zuckerberg and these other social media people, they built something, but look what they've allowed it to turn into. Look at the nastiness that flows on a regular basis. A lot of it is oftentimes under the guise of anonymity. You don't know who's saying these terrible, terrible things. The whole concept, internet trolls out there. I don't know how we rein this in. I don't. I think people, you're going to have to do it yourself. I mean, you're going to have to start blocking people that are just nothing but negative. It has gotten out of control. Most certainly got out of control as far as cable news is concerned. And we saw that coming way back in the day. It's not good for our society what's going on. It's not. I think both sides can agree to that. Regulation, the answer? No, it's not. These companies are going to have to evolve. And we're going to have to force them to evolve. Why is this important? Why am I talking about this on the Watchdog on Wall Street Show? These are societal issues, and they matter. Not to mention the fact that the BS flows when it comes to business news. And again, a constant battle of mine. Constant battle that I've written about for years. It's gotten harder, people. It hasn't gotten easier. One would think with the ability to communicate today that my job as a watchdog and being able to alert people would have gotten easier. It hasn't. Rather than pushing one rock to the top of the hill, I push two and they both roll back down on top of me. It's what we fight for every single day here. Again, people, rough week when it comes to this stuff. A lot of nonsense being spewed upon the American people. Rest assured, we're going to be here, though, fighting for you. Going to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our website. Get there. Free consultations with the best in the business. That's right. Our certified financial planners are here to help you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. All sorts of great stuff. Also, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Well, you couldn't be that
man I adore. What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Keeping my fingers crossed, hoping that spring is going to eventually arrive here in the Northeast. Hey, you're getting smacked upside the head, left, right, all over the place, for crying out loud. Man, oh, man. Four nor'easters we've had over here in the past couple of weeks. Holy shnikes. Anyway, got a lot of great questions in regards to the topic we covered here on the program concerning Bear Stearns and the 10-year anniversary. And I want to talk a little bit more about this because, again, I think it's important. I think it's important. The more you understand on how banks work, how big investment firms work, the better off you're going to be. Because most people don't have any idea at all how these things actually work and how they make money. Now, we can go back 10 years ago, again, the Bear Stearns meltdown. And we can look to see, in essence, how Wall Street finances itself, pretty much. One of the ways that Wall Street finances itself, very simply, is what? Borrowing short and lending long. What does that mean? You go to a bank and you put money into your checking account. You put money into a savings account. You are, for all intents and purposes, lending them money. Your money doesn't go down to some basement guarded by goblins from Harry Potter's Gringotts Bank and dragons and all that stuff. It's not there. They take that money and they lend that money out at a much higher rate. So it's not just your deposits. It's also overnight financing, commercial paper, short-term loans, revolving credit, all of this stuff that, in essence, is payable pretty quickly. But they lend a lot of this out. Now, again, you need to have that. But they have, if you want to go to the bank, you want to be able to get that money out, right? Well, if there is some issue out there that you might not be able to get your money out, what happens? People run to the bank. Think of the Bailey Building and Loan. It's a wonderful life. Everybody wants to get their money out. Well, that is a problem. What happened with Bear Stearns, a little bit different. A little bit different than that. It's important to understand. All of these big investment banks out there, they do a ton of business with one another. And, well, they may have. Bear Stearns' case, they had close to, what, $18 billion in cash? But they needed, just to operate, it was close to $75 billion, $78, $75, somewhere up there. It was in the 70s. It needed just to stay afloat, just to work on an everyday basis. And all of the other big investment firms were nervous because of the loans that they were basically using as collateral, all these mortgage-backed securities, all of this crap they saw as worthless. They didn't trust it anymore. So they ran. They left. And that's why things fell apart. Now, something we haven't learned, and this is something that I've talked about for a very long period of time. Nobody else does. How do these big wigs at these firms, how do they get paid? Cash. Big bonuses. And they get rewarded to do what? Take big risks with your money, which they do. Hey, mortgage-backed securities, right? Funky derivatives that we don't understand, that don't make any sense, right? ETFs that trade on volatility, whatever it may be. They make a ton of money when they sell you this crap. And I want you to understand something. They don't care what they're selling. It's just as long as you are buying. If all of these financial products that they put together and sell to you come up as worthless, like they oftentimes do, is there any accountability to them? No. They got paid already. They're not getting paid on how well you've done, the outcome. No. The bonuses have already been deposited. They already bought the place in the Hamptons. They already got the condo down in Soho. They're all set. This bonus system and how Wall Street works is not in your best interest. And they know this. Nothing has changed. They're not looking out for you. Never have. And this is something that we try to explain to people again and again and again. And for whatever reason, they're just not able to discern that you do have options. There are independent investment advisors out there, certified financial planners, that have a fiduciary duty to take care of you and your family. It's extraordinary to me that all the years I've been doing this, whether it be a penny stock firm or these big firms, which basically do what the penny stock firms, except they do it on steroids. And yet people will still work with them. It's insanity. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get the help you need. That's what we're here for. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Leaders in Orange County, California vote to join the Trump administration's lawsuit against California state immigrant sanctuary laws. Supervisor Sean Nelson saying,
California has decided to poke the president and his administration in the eye, and I'd rather they just not involve us.
Under existing sanctuary laws, California leaders calling illegal aliens to warn them of pending ICE raids to provide them safe haven from adhering to U.S. laws. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visits China, and now there's news that he'll meet with the president of South Korea April 27th. Another step toward a meeting between Kim and Trump penciled in for May, U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham saying,
the one thing I would tell China and North Korea, the worst mistake you can make is meet with President Trump personally, have a discussion about what to do, and try to play him. If that happens, that's the end of North Korea.
And the president going after Amazon on Twitter saying he's concerned they're putting thousands of retailers out of business. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The New York Times' number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know that saying there, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Yeah. We've been helping people for decades, and one of the things, an all too often occurrence, is when we get the phone call or we get the email, whatever it may be, knock on the door, and someone wants us to help them out. Whether they want an account repair kit, they want to get their financial plan done the right way. And we sit down and we start talking with this individual, and they alert us to the fact that they'd been getting our newsletter for over 10 years, or they've been listening to the show for years and years and years. And I asked them, what took you so long? Now they're coming to us and they've got all sorts of problems. Well, my broker, he's a nice guy. It was nice to me. He took me golfing. We'd go out to dinner. He'd do all of this stuff, quarterly meetings. I felt bad. I felt bad. And again, it's hard for me to process this. I get it, but it's difficult to process. It's a little bit more difficult for me to process because I've had the conversation so many times over the years. My brothers have had the conversation so many times over the years. And it's always the same. Subpar performance, a really lousy financial plan, really not putting things together the right way, not dealing with the realities of today. And these types of things, I'm going to be honest with you people, it sets you back years. Is it worth it? Was it worth that golf outing or those few dinners? People are actually shocked when I tell them. I say, we don't do that. I don't have time for that. I mean, from time to time, we try. We're just so darn busy. And I presented this. I said, does your doctor take you out golfing and take you on little health meetings every quarter? No. And first off, I don't want that kind of doctor, because that kind of doctor's got way too much time on his hands. How good could that doctor be? How good could that doctor be if he's got time to go and golfing with me all the time and then time to take me out to dinner? People, do you understand that you pay for all of that stuff in the commissions and fees? All that should matter is you, your financial plan, your family's future. That's all. All that other crap is superfluous, for crying out loud. It's nonsense. It really is. So you mean to tell me you stuck around for substandard performance and a god-awful financial plan because your broker took you golfing a couple times a year and you had a couple cocktails? Oof. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. This is one, all of these things that are going down right now in regards to the bankruptcies, private equity firms, and in particular, I'm going to talk about iHeartMedia. When iHeartMedia was put together, I said right then and there that it wasn't going to make it. 856 radio stations. 856 radio stations put together, private equity-led buyout. Buyout, which is a misnomer. This is what a private equity companies call buyouts. They borrow the money and they put it on the company's balance sheet. How is that a buyout? It's garbage, is what it is. I wrote a column about this back in November of 2006 when this stuff started becoming all the rage. And the comparison I made, and it's kind of fascinating, is comparing all of the private equity, all these big Wall Street deals, and comparing them to Gordon Gekko and Edward Lewis and all of the fictional evildoers of Wall Street back from the 1980s. Title of the column was Financial Parasites versus Gordon Gekko. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We shall return.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more in your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, Night Ranger. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, we're doing a lot today on the program, explaining a little bit in regards to fractional banking, demise of Bear Stearns, how it could happen, all of this good stuff, and definitely taking it to the big brokerage firms in Wall Street. And you could tie in private equity as well. They all work hand in hand. And you see a lot of companies, for lack of a better phrase, they're sucked dry. Nobody knows what a parasite is, right? Parasite attaches itself to a host and feeds. And feeds and feeds. There's no symbiotic relationship there at all. Sometimes a parasite will feed until it kills the host and then moves on. Would you believe it? Would you believe it if I told you that private equity firms in Wall Street have actually managed to put this together as a part of their business model? basically going and attaching themselves to a company. You know what you want to think of as Gunalgy? You know those creepy looking things? I don't even know what they're called. From the movie Alien, they pop out of the eggs, they attach yourself to the face, and then they implant the alien into your stomach until it pops out and kills you. That's what I want you to think of, okay, when we're talking about, it would use iHeart as an example. iHeart had the alien bust through its stomach. It did. It was planted there by private equity firms in Wall Street. Now, well, Hollywood always likes to have these caricatures of evildoers on Wall Street. And back was in the day, remember Richard Gere played Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman? And he was a corporate raider in the 1980s, and he was evil and he was bad. He wanted to go in and take the shipping company and chop it up and sell it off. But he met the hooker with a heart, and he changed his mind. What he was doing, even if breaking up the shipping company, he wasn't killing the company. The company was dying on its own. He was actually saving the company. You can also take a look at the film Barbarians at the Gate and all the waste and garbage that was happening with a lot of corporate America back in the 1980s, and how the whole RJR Nabisco takeover happened, and they got rid of all of the executives and all of the perks. And then, of course, there is none other than Gordon Gekko. Oliver Stone's character from the 1980s. Now, he was a corporate raider. Remember how he got in trouble? He didn't get in trouble for being a corporate raider. He got in trouble for insider trading. That's how he got nailed. What Gordon Gekko did, remember in the movie, was he would step in and to companies, and maybe he would break them up and sell them off, make them efficient, or he could build from there. Blue Star Airlines, remember in the film, at first he was going to rebuild it. And then he looked at it again and said, you know what? I don't think it's going to make it. So instead, we're going to sell it off, or we're going to turn it into something else. We're going to use the real estate for something else. And that ticked off Bud Fox, who then decided to turn him in. Well, those guys from the 1980s, were kitty cats. They were actually making corporate America more efficient. They were actually helping corporate America. Wall Street today? No. We're going to borrow a ton of money. We're going to put a ton of money on that company's balance sheet. They're not going to be able to pay that money back. And then eventually the company's going to die. And then our bankruptcy attorneys will make a fortune. Yeah. Financial parasites versus Gordon Gekko. I give you Wall Street today. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I hope I'm being clear. I'm really trying to make sense of it. People, you're not going to believe. I know I'm going to get a ton of emails. They're going to be like, that's not true. That can't be possible. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. A lot of these private equity companies, they don't care. They don't care. They put tons of debt on the balance sheet. They take out money as you go along. They take huge dividend checks. They suck the company dry. It is a business model, do you understand, to destroy companies. It's an actual model. And it's perfectly legal. Yes, your big banks do this. Yes, they work hand in hand with private equity firms to do so. It's quite profitable to be a vampire. Anyway. Oh, boy. Okay, I gotta touch on it. There's some ripoffs and scams here. I got this sent to me. One of our listeners in upstate New York, my old stomping grounds. I am an upstate New Yorker. I grew up outside of Albany, New York. Went to Syracuse University. And, yeah, I know bad weather, that's for sure. But anyway, this story I got sent is from the Buffalo News. And I'm looking at this, and again, people sometimes, it's amazing to me. I wish I had the same power of persuasion. I guess I'm not doing it right. But the stuff that I'm selling here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show, what I'm selling, the idea that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort, that's not as sexy as what they're selling up in upstate New York here. This financial guy up there was selling investors the idea that if they give him $100,000 in an investment, they were going to see within 30 days $1 million. And he nailed people, not just all over upstate New York, but all over the world. All over the world. And I see this and I'm saying to myself, how does one that actually could even acquire get to the point where they actually have $100,000 unless they inherited it? Would actually believe that if they gave somebody $100,000 in an investment, they would be able to return $1 million in a month. If someone was capable of doing that, why would they tell you? That person would be the wealthiest person on the planet in a very short period of time. Just use a compounding calculator. Just use a compounding calculator and you'd find out how. How is that possible? It's not. Get rich quick con artist, the world's second oldest profession. I said, I'm on over 200 radio stations here on the weekend, adding more and more stations Monday through Friday from our 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time program. And I could almost guarantee you the guy that was pitching this, he probably had people signing up left, right, and all over the place. People, unfortunately, they don't want the truth. They like living in this fantasy world. But your fantasy world it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you, and it's going to cost you dearly. Speaking of costing and costing dearly, Wells Fargo, yeah, their wealth management unit, meaning they're schlock brokers. They're schlock brokers that just kind of hang out there at the bank branches. And, you know, you get a little bit of a deposit in there. And then the teller will send you over. Hey, you want to speak to one of our brokers over there? Yeah, I'd rather stick a hot poker in my eye, quite honestly. Yeah, their wealth management unit is now getting some attention from the Department of Justice. Heck, it's Wells Fargo. I wouldn't be surprised if Wells Fargo's janitorial department is not going to attract some sort of Justice Department action. Is there any part of Wells Fargo that is not in trouble at this point in time? But they're still ticking, right? Oh, you know what'll happen, right, kids? They'll pay a fine and they'll walk away. Why? Because stories like this, they don't get reported. They do. But I'm going to be honest with you. Not many people read the Wall Street Journal. I understand my limitation. I'm not Limbaugh. I'm not on 650 stations from 12 to 3 Eastern time, Monday through Friday. I'm not. I don't have that type of reach. Yeah, they'll report this stuff. Most people don't even know. And it's a shame. It really is. One would think that these stories might be important. Might be a little bit more important than reporting all of the bull excrement from the Facebook nonsense over the course of the week. Anyway, I want to talk about this. Again, this is not good. I've been trying very hard over the years to help out stockbrokers, believe it or not. Yep, brokers and advisors, and help them get out. Talked about this here on the program from the firms they're working at. And explain it to them that, you know what? Leave. Leave. Become independent. Don't be a salesperson for a firm. Wouldn't it be nice to do the right thing by your clients? Wouldn't it be nice to not have a sales manager breathing down your throat telling you what to buy and sell and hold? And boy, oh boy, you got to meet that quota for commissions this month, or you're going to get docked in pay. Because that's how it works, guys. Okay? Now, the character there in Glengarry Glen Ross, I'd love to play that Alec Baldwin clip there from Glengarry Glen Ross when he's up there pitching, telling the staffers what they have to do. But you don't think that goes on? It does, my friends. Well, as it turns out, guess what? The investment firms are making it harder and harder and harder for the brokers to leave. So, more bad service for the American public. Anyway, got to take a break, everyone. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog. On WallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. 100in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We did anticipate retaliation, but it's counterproductive.
Russia retaliates, sending 60 U.S. diplomats packing from the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, just days after the U.S. and European allies expel Russians for that nerve agent attack on an ex-spy and daughter. Republican Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina on Fox saying,
What Putin is doing is not in the interest of the people of Russia. In fact, I've been to St. Petersburg a number of times. The consulate there is substantial.
David Shulkin on his way out as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, the president saying he's replacing him with Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who's the presidential physician. Leaders in Orange County, California, joined the Trump administration lawsuit against the state's immigrant sanctuary laws. California's sanctuary law going into effect in January, limiting law enforcement's ability to work with immigration and customs enforcement. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A funeral being held today for the California man shot and killed by police in his grandma's backyard. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivering a eulogy at Stephen Clark's funeral. Police called after reports of someone breaking car windows, encountering Clark in the yard, thought he was reaching for a weapon and shot him. In Orlando, prosecutors